good practice. I think it was energetic. Guys are beginning to realize that we're getting close to game day. But at the same time, still some stuff to clean up. You know, coaches were never pleased, never content. So still some stuff to clean up, but that's good. We need something to chew on them a little bit for these next couple of days.
Okay, we'll take questions from Darnell, Jay, and Jake.
Yeah, Coach, how does the loss of Matt Bushman impact the way you maybe approach play calling with you and the other offensive coaches for Monday?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I'd like to start by just saying a couple of words about Matt, if you don't mind. I'm hurt for the kid. I really am. I've been coaching for 28 years, and maybe only another time or two do I remember an injury that saddened me as much as this one did, just because I've seen so much growth in Matt the past couple of years, the way that he's trusted us as a coaching staff, the way that he's developed as a leader, as a complete player. And I have no question that he was in position to have a tremendous senior year. And so we'll miss him. We really will. We'll miss his leadership, and we'll miss his play on the field. However, the show goes on, right? And so the next step for us as a coaching staff was to sit down and say, okay, you don't replace Matt, but how can we do our best collectively to make up the difference? And that's what it's going to take. It's not going to take any one player just taking his spot. It's going to be a collective group effort to do that. And so there were some plays that Isaac Rex might just take his spot. Maybe another play, Mason Wake might. On some plays, we changed some from 12 personnel to 11 personnel. So there are a number of plays where we just insert another tight end. Some plays we might target someone a little bit differently as the primary receiver. But it certainly affected our game plan. And the first thing was to try to do our best to get the right guys in the right spots.
As a follow-up, how well do you think those young guys are prepared to face their first game on Monday? How do you prepare them and maybe some of the other guys that have experience for different roles?
Yeah, so, you know, the two guys at tight end that will take the lion's share of those reps will be Isaac and Mason. And, you know, Mason has played a fair amount, and Isaac has played a little bit. And so I have no question that the two of them have the ability to get the job done. It will be a big challenge playing against a really good team and a really good defense in their first game. And so I would suspect that they'll play well. I think they'll rise to the challenge, but it'll be work for them for sure. And the answer, I guess, a more direct answer to your question is just give them as many reps as we can to get them ready for those scenarios.
Jeff, looking back, could you describe kind of this roller coaster of emotions you've gone through from when it looked like the season was on the brink till now being on the precipice of a national televised game on Monday?
Yeah. So for me, it started the day that spring ball got canceled. I was, we were in our offensive staff room preparing for practice, and every few minutes, something else would happen. Something else would get canceled, and Eric Mateo said to me, "Might as well just stop. We're not going to have practice. We're fixing to cancel spring ball." And I said, "No, I just can't believe that." And sure enough, before long, that's what happened. And I was honestly depressed for a few days. I love football. I love my job so much that I was missing football there for a little while. And then I kind of settled in and really enjoyed the time with my family and made the most of that. But I still felt like there was a piece of me that was missing for a while. And I love my wife and my kids as much or more than almost anybody, but I was missing being around these guys, and I was missing the purpose that I feel in being a part of this team. And I think all of our guys were. And then having the opportunity to come back and practice was really cool. And then when we found out that some of our games were canceled, then there was the challenge and kind of a new challenge. And that was are we going to play? And I just kept telling the offense, prepare to play. Be prepared to play. We are going to play football again at some point. We don't know who will play, and we don't know when that first game will be, but we will play football again someday, and we just need to be ready for that day and for whomever is slated on our schedule first. And I'll commend our team for being willing to do that. And yeah, the position that we're in now, to be this close to playing a big game, is exciting. I feel really blessed to be in the opportunity, and I'm thankful that when everybody else in the West is not playing, that we still get a chance to.
Coach, I wanted to ask you about Navy's defense. Coach Newbery last year came and really revolutionized what they were doing, a lot of sacks, really a big uptick last year. What do you see from them on film?
Yeah, they are a really, really, really good defense. 16th in the nation in total defense, and they play in a league where teams score points. And 10th in rush defense, 28 sacks on the year, high turnover margin. They're good, and they return most of their players from last year's defense. A little bit atypical from what you would normally see with an academy defense. Very aggressive, more zero coverage blitzes than what I've seen from anyone probably since I was coaching at Virginia Tech with Bud Foster, the defensive coordinator there, who would call a zero blitz anytime, anywhere. And this guy's kind of the same way. And, you know, most defenses will reserve those blitzes for specific scenarios, maybe the low red zone inside the 10-yard line or a goal line short yardage situation or the end of the game when they've got to get the ball back. You could get a zero blitz on first and 10 on your own 30-yard line, and he'll think nothing of it. And then he'll also drop eight and play coverage and everything in between. And so there's a lot of variety and a willingness to go after you. And so I really respect the guy and what he's done there. I respect their players. They play incredibly hard, and it'll be a great challenge for us, to be honest with you.
All up to that, I wanted to ask you, in terms of your experience facing off against service academies, have you ever faced Navy, Army, or Air Force at all?
You know, I played against Army once when I was a graduate assistant a bunch of years ago, and then I've played against Air Force a number of times when I was here before, and then I think maybe one other time at some point. But a lot of respect for them and the kind of players that we'll be going against.
Darnell, do you have another question for Coach Grimes?
No, I don't know how to get mine off of there. I thought you guys did that.
No, that's all right. Mitch, we'll take your question.
Yeah, Coach, I just want to get maybe an update on the running back room. Notice that there was an OR listed between Lopini and Tyler Algier. What did Tyler do to really rise up that depth chart and make it an OR situation between him and Lopini?
Yeah, so we have a lot of confidence in both of those guys, and I think the first thing Tyler did is he got himself into the best shape of his career. He's leaner than he has been, stronger than he has been, faster, and so I think he's in better shape than he's ever been in before. Has run really hard and really physical in this camp, and then he's proven himself in the other areas as well as a receiver and as a blocker. And so he's really stepped his game up and showed us that we can trust him to that extent. So I like both those guys.
What's the availability? There's been some reports about Hinkley Rapati. What's his availability on Monday night?
Have to ask the head coach about that.
Is he season ending or injury?
Yeah, I'm not going to comment on any injuries that haven't been already publicly discussed.
Really noted. Thanks.
Jay, do you have another question?
I don't know. I'm okay. Same thing. I don't have
anyone else. Okay. Anyone else have any questions for Coach Grimes?
Mitch? I've got one.
Or Jake. Okay.
Sorry. Coach, I just wanted to ask, in terms of going into this game, you already talked a little bit earlier about how much you've been looking forward to this. How do you assess the readiness of your offense at this point?
I think we're about where we should be with the number of days that we have left. Certainly not ready to play tomorrow, But you never really are until you get to the day before the game. So I think we're about where we need to be. But, you know, when you're playing young guys, particularly when you're playing young guys in large roles, you can't get enough reps of them doing the things that they'll have to do. There's so much experience at a number of positions. And in some of those other positions, we will use younger guys in an auxiliary role, maybe at receiver or something like that. But at the position of tight end, where you have young guys who are gonna fill the entire void, that's where you just want every moment that you can have leading up to the game.
Jeff, you talked a little bit earlier about how successful this Navy defense was last year, but I'm curious, you know, that defensive line that they have is a little bit lighter. You're looking at a lot of guys that are 257 compared to your offensive line, which is over, you know, 300 plus pounds across the board. I mean, maybe what challenges come from facing a unit that maybe in terms of weight and size is significantly smaller? What maybe challenges did that pose?
Yeah, they're very active. They don't sit in the same spot and just let you block them. Teams like that typically are going to move around a lot, and they're no exception. They move around a lot, and they you know, you're not 10th in the nation in run defense without understanding how to stop the run. And so the way they do that is not necessarily with size and bulk, but with numbers and challenging blitz patterns. So what I mean is, if you have six blockers, then they add a seventh and play man coverage, or they create a challenge for your blocking scheme by running two guys this way and another guy that way. And they'll present a lot of numbers on the line of scrimmage for us to block, either prior to the snap or soon after the ball is actually snapped through one of those blitz patterns. And so while they may not be the biggest guys, they're incredibly active, play really hard, really good technicians, play well with their hands. And like I said, they're gonna stop the run with numbers and patterns.
And then finally, for me, I mean, how important is it in this game to have that balance against a defense that you know is one of the best defenses in college football from a year ago?
Yeah, I think we've seen that we're at our best when we can do both. And I've said since I took the job that I believe the best way to play offense is to present something to the defense and put them in position where they don't know whether you're going to run or pass. And there may be some games where we throw it more than we run it. Some we may run it a little bit more. It just depends on what's clicking that day and what the defense allows for you to do. Regardless, I think it's important for us to be able to do both. When we're running the football effectively, then our passing game's a little bit better. When they have to respect us throwing the ball down the field, it opens up the run game a little bit more. So they work hand in hand, and that'll certainly be the case on Monday.
Thanks, Jeff. Darnell?
Yeah, Jeff, you know, reporters love to ask this question. Are you going to be in the press box or on the sideline this year?
Yeah, I'll be on the sideline again. I felt like what happened with us the latter half of the year was a real positive, and I'm fortunate to do that because we have great guys on our staff, and with A-Rod and Steve Clark up in the box, that provides me the opportunity to be on the sideline and hopefully give something that I can give our team in terms of leadership and confidence on the sideline.
Thank